Good morning. We continue our study of Chovos Halavavos Shara Bitachon. We can find Bitachon anywhere and in any circumstance. So until now, we had talked about the idea of finding Bitachon in the fact that we have to work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and do our piece, and at the same time to recognize that Ha'unos Ein Lechem L'Chol Basar. And that's good that when we start talking about the ideas of having our needs taken care of. And often when you think of Yiddishkeit and even other religions, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to earn our keep, that's it, that's the end of the line. But the Chovos HaLevavos recognizes that there are some times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the means to be able to earn more than our keep. That is to say, and Rav Matzio Salman points this out in his commentary on the Chovos HaLevavos, there is perhaps a differentiation between taking care of your basic needs and the ability to go ahead and have a little bit more. It's not that every single person in the world is supposed to have wealth, right? Because there are people who don't need wealth. They don't need it. If their tafkid in life is to be able to become Talmidei Chachamim, to spend a life in a life of Torah, and so therefore they will have their needs taken care of, right? Their needs, what they need to live, but to need extra, that's dependent on the personality itself. The point that the Chovos HaLevavos points out over here is that even if a person does have a need for wealth, does have a perspective, there is a room for bitachon there as well. Having a better socioeconomic lifestyle does not mean that you are allowed to be exempt at that point in time from the obligations of bitachon. And that's what he's pointing out over here. Ashirus is not something you need to go ahead and run after. Point number one, says the Chovos HaLevavos, if you are gifted the opportunity to earn more, right, to be able to have more, there's an amount of time spent to be spent on that. Certainly, Rav Matzio says, take a look at our generation, where a lot of the work is being done remotely. People are very involved in the markets. So how much time are you spending on the markets, manipulating stocks and whatnot? It could require more time or less time, and if that comes at the expense of putting your time into Torah mitzvos, right? I could earn what I need in 2 hours. I can earn enough to have home in 4 hours. And I'm spending 24 hours because I could just eke out more and more and more and more to the point where I am totally focused on that. Then bitachon is not in that part of my life. Sometimes, yeah, that's an issue and a perspective. If you have bitachon, if you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even when you are amassing larger amounts of wealth, the importance of amassing it has to be to realize to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're amassing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will put it into perspective of your other obligations. It's like we say in this week's parasha, Ish al diglo, that each one of the Shvatim had a degel. So one of my Rebbeim, Rav Avram Rivlin, used to tell us, the point of a degel is that it also gives us the perspective to know what our primary mode of Avodas Hashem is. Ultimately, when somebody had a particular proclivity, whether you're in Mishpat, from the Shevet of Dan, or in Chinuch, from the Shevet of Shimon, or from Chinuch for the Shevet of Shimon, versus Zvulun and the merchants that were in Zvulun, all of these methods were there for a person to know that that is the primary means. It didn't exempt each one from being it didn't exempt Zvulun from being able to not keep the din, not be involved in Mishpat. And it didn't exempt Zvulunites or Danites from teaching their children. It's just that there are certain ones who have a proclivity to be able to do it better. And so therefore, you have to realize if you're somebody who's supposed to be earning wealth, you're supposed to be able to do it in a matzav that is better, in a status where you realize God is there as well. And so therefore, it doesn't become all-encompassing and it doesn't become obsessional. Also, in addition, a person has to realize that Hashem gives you extra because there are people in the world Hashem charges with the responsibility of giving to other people. But you need to know that that's why you have extra. And that will keep you on the straight and narrow to make sure that the primary thing you're doing is taking care of the poor around you, in which case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this person gets it, and he will be able to amass more, to be able to share more. People who just hoard it all for themselves, they don't want to go ahead and take care of their community needs, their tzedakah needs, their shul needs, their school needs. They just want to argue about it. So that shows a lack of bitachon and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the amount. Similarly, if a person thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me extra and he's going to give it to me in ill-gotten means, so that is also a lack of bitachon. So, but if you realize that even in the pursuit of extra, to be able to give, to be able to have, to be able to utilize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have that perspective that it's all for him and the fact that he's involved in the process. And who wants to be a crooked partner with the one who knows it all? Who wants to be found to be a crook within the process? So today, as you're going through your day, as you're looking for the opportunities to earn your living and then some, take the time out and ask yourself, am I doing it in the most yosher, straightforward way possible? And am I remembering that one of my partners is none other than the Ribbono Shel Olam himself? If I keep that in mind, certainly I will make sure that every day is a great day. Have a terrific day.